Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the way, if you want to read the Jack Campbell story, it's posted on 971theticket.com. And for hunters out there, if you are in a drought, let us know. Jack Campbell was lamenting in the locker room Wednesday that it's been over 3 years. Of course, he's kind of limited in when he can go. I imagine Black Friday is a good day for the Lions, typically after the Thanksgiving Day game. But 3-year drought for Jack Campbell. Are you in a drought? I know hunting season, firearm season is just underway. We asked people before the break. We do this every once in a while. Tarleton State. Do you know anything about Tarleton State? Gator, can you bring up like their Wikipedia page or Tarleton State Athletics there so we can check and see if some of this is true?
Yeah, sure.
But we do this just to see, and we ask people if they promise not to look it up. Here's what we got. Tarleton State is from Texas and their uniforms are purple. Do you know, are they from Texas?
They are from Stevensville, Texas.
Okay.
It looks like it's purple is the color.
All right.
So colors are purple and white. Yep.
Okay. Next, Tarleton State is in Texas, and the rumor was they were running to join the Mountain West or Conference USA. Interesting. Do they have football? Do we know if they have football?
I think they do have football. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to give me a second if I can see if they have athletics on here. Athletics. They have football.
Okay.
Yes. They have baseball, football, basketball, cross country, track and field.
Okay. So they could, if they made their football team Division I. Tarleton State has a brand of cigarettes named after them. Is that true or did somebody just make that up? Or is there, or am I missing some joke?
I don't know. If somebody tells me there is like it's like a brand of cigarettes on The Simpsons or something like that.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Tarleton State is called Little Brother by the University of Tarleton. That's from Dan. Clever, Dan. Did Tarleton Davis go there?
I see what they did there.
Yeah, no. Carlton Davis did not go there. Here's one. My brother went there about 15 years ago. All I know is that they are in Stevensville, Texas. Smaller campus and not much to do there. You don't say. Then he writes, it's crazy how Michigan is facing them. How big is Stevensville? Do you have that? Do you know?
I did.
Hold on. I got it here. Stevensville, Texas is 20,897 people.
The school has 12,000 undergrads.
Wow. There's 20,000 in the town. The school is the bulk of the town. Sir Tarleton founded the university in the 1900s after landing from Ireland. That's got to be made up. Sir Tarleton. It was known originally as the John Tarleton College.
That is correct.
According to Wikipedia.
Settler John Tarleton back in 1887. He died 18 years later. So left part of his estate, mostly property, to be sold to erect, endow, and maintain the John Tarleton College.
So what's the number on this game? Did you see a point spread by chance?
I just changed things. Hang on a second. For the Michigan-Tarleton game.
Yeah. Tar?
Tar. It is Michigan favored by 30.5.
30.5. Would you take them? Plus a 30.5, Gator?
I would.
Yeah. All right. Because they are indeed purple.
Look, that's a big number.
It's a huge number. Okay. So there was this debate. We kind of parachuted in on this on ESPN, and it got us to thinking. Is Jared Goff the MVP of the Lions? Maybe 10 games in?
Yeah, I think he is. It's really hard to say, but you're looking at the offense because there's so many people that spread around to, right?
Yep.
But the biggest slice would go to Jared Goff, I think, for
quarterback
sure.
Quarterback position, yeah.
Yeah. On defense, it gets a little bit easier to define who's the leader on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, there's still some pieces. But I feel like Brian Branch might get the biggest. But even then, I'm not sure because you're splitting it with he and Kirby Joseph. They both have the impact as a safety. So because they're like splitting it more, I think you got a big slice to Goff. And then you go, okay, the running backs split up. St. Brown's huge. The offensive line is huge, but
well, here's my question. Here's the question. If the Lions MVP isn't Jared Goff, if you eliminate him from the conversation, who is it? 248-539-9797. If it's not Goff, who is it? The reason we bring it up is somebody on ESPN was saying it was somebody other than Goff. And we'll see if they align at all, and we'll tell you who they said a little bit later this hour, but there's a lot of names you could mention. I just want to see what comes in and what people say and what arguments you use. If it's not Jared Goff right now, who would you consider to be the Detroit Lions MVP? 248-539-9797. One thing about it, it does really speak to their depth, right?
100% it speaks to their depth.
Maybe they've already lost one player that we probably would have put in the category of you can't afford to lose him in Aiden Hutchinson, and they've managed to be able to afford to lose him. The whole premise was apparently flawed because they are surviving. I don't know where Anzalone ranks. I mean, I think we all understand is important to the defense. I don't know importance to the defense. I don't know that we'd ever argue that he was the team MVP if it were not Jared Goff. But if you were to make a case for somebody other than Jared Goff, who would you make it for? 248-539-9797. Now, to be fair, some people might authentically say it's this person or it's that person.
I would lean towards Penei Sewell.
Would you?
I would, because I think everything with this team starts with the offensive line. And you go with the best offensive lineman they have, who's the best right tackle in the National Football League. And every play, he's blocking multiple guys. You know, in the run game, it's like, I'm not just locking this guy up. I'm locking this guy up, moving him out of the way, and then I'm moving on to the next level to take care of business because that's what he can do. He's so dominating as an offensive lineman. He's fun to watch. Offensive linemen typically aren't fun to watch. He is fun to watch. Ooh,
Jansen, he's coming. He's going to have a talk. He's going to have a talk with you.
I said they're typically not that fun to watch. Typically, they're not. But Penei Sewell is, because he's so athletic, because he's willing to run with the Bulls in Pamplona. I mean, this guy's running right down the sideline, leading the way for receivers 20 yards down the field. we've seen it for multiple years. He's doing this. I think everything starts with this team because of that line, and everything on that line starts because big number 58 is handling business.
248-539-9797. Shadi, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Shadi?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you.
I feel like Gator just beat me to it. You know, I feel exactly the same way. As somebody who played the offensive line in high school, the energy he brings, the leadership, even though he's relatively inexperienced compared to the rest of the offensive line, this guy just has it. He's special. And to me, the energy, you see it in the beginning of the game when they're huddled up and he's bringing everyone together and he's the rah-rah guy. You don't usually see that from the youngest guy on the offensive line. So to me, it's got to be Penei Sewell. The entire team is awesome. They play as one. But you're right. He just seems to stand out for me.
Shadi, thank you very much for the phone call. Hey, by the way, where did you play? What level did you play?
I played at Fortson in Dearborn.
Okay.
Just high school.
All right, gotcha. Yeah. How long ago was that?
I graduated in 2006.
Okay. Were you guys any good?
We were good. We were really good.
All right. Who was a star player? Who was the best player on the team?
You know, we had a few guys. It was kind of like how the Lions are. It was just a collection of guys that played really well. We made it to two state semifinals, lost on the same field 2 years in a row, Macomb, Dakota, Chippewa Valley. They share the same football field, or they did back then. And, you know, we had some really good guys that went on, played some college ball, a couple offensive linemen and running back, Ali Hoseki. Great teammates, great guys. Great people.
Cool. I just always love those stories. Thank you, Shadi. So vote for Penei Sewell. Matt in Hazel Park, you're on 97 on the Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up? Hi. So I know you said Penei. I would say Kirby Joseph because he broke Ed Reed's interception record, and he'll most likely get more interceptions on the way to the Super Bowl. And then the only thing I know about Tarleton is Chris Kyle. I don't know if you know who that is. He was a Navy.
Yeah.
He graduated from there, and EJ Speed, he played for the Colts. I don't know if he still plays for the Colts.
So Chris, was it American Sniper? The movie was made after him.
Yeah, American Sniper was made after him.
Interesting. All right,
I didn't realize that he was an alumnus. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at the list of famous alums, and Chris Kyle's on there. George Kennedy,
the old actor.
Yeah, the old actor.
Norberg. Actually, no, it was OJ. He was, sorry, George Kennedy was the other guy in Naked Gun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I'm looking at the... Oh, you know who? Ryan Bingham, who is... he's in Yellowstone.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Who is it? Which character?
He's the guitar guy.
Oh, really? Landry or whatever the hell is it? It's not Landry. Yeah, I think Rufus? I can't.
If only we watched the show.
We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback next. And we'll tell you what this ESPN talking head had to say about who was the MVP of the Detroit Lions. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.